Would you consider that, like for example right now, Lebanon, Sheikh Nasrallah has been hiding, has been what they call in bunkers for the last 4 years. Is it considered that that what is going to start the next war if Hezbollah would hide about, if Mr. Nasrallah hide about Barkhand? Would that consider it? Well, if Israel manages to find out where Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah is hiding at this point in time, is this considered to be like attacking him would weaken the party significantly, and that would be a good time to start the war?
Thank you.
As a Palestinian, I want to appreciate your sympathies and your efforts, Norman. My only concern about, and I know that's not your area, my only concern is that you're dealing mostly with recent events. And recent events don't really inform the issue of Palestine and Zionism as much as people. And if you want to have political action, if you want to be able to do something, you have to get more to the source of the problem, which is one, 1948, but also the long history before 1948. And for example, the people who are living in Gaza now, which you didn't mention, are actually refugees from the areas from which they were evicted in southern Israel. They were
farmers. Thank you. Do you have a question?
My question,
please.
I think you know more attention should be paid to the origin, because the Israeli action is legitimated in the Jewish mind by assumptions about rights, about you know, this being the land of their ancestors, which have been debunked by all scholarship. So what is your view on that, and how would you actually then find the only solution to be dismantling the Zionist idea?
Thank you.
Okay, actually I can turn that into three questions because the second and the fourth cover the same ground. On the question of, for those of you who have been following events closely, there's not a lot of talk among the Palestinian leadership about going to the United Nations and trying to get a resolution endorsing the Palestinian statehood, or at least endorsing the June 1967 borders as the basis for a Palestinian state, and whether that's a wise strategy. My impression, without going into the details, is that the Palestinian leadership will not do it, because the Palestinian leadership, and I'm not saying it for rhetorical effect, the Palestinian leadership is on the American payroll. Now the Americans say, if you do that, we no more salaries, they're just not going to do it. You have to bear in mind that the Palestinians have won many important victories in the international arena. They won the victory of the 2004 International Court of Justice advisory opinion. What did Palestinian leadership do with that advisory opinion? Well, the answer is zero. Then they had another huge victory, which was the Goldstone Report. What did Palestinian leadership do with the Goldstone Report? Well, we know exactly what they did. They killed it. They acted in the Human Rights Council consistently to block implementation of the Goldstone Report's recommendations that the case go before the International Criminal Court. So when push comes to shove, they will get the message from the Americans that if you push for statehood in the Security Council or the General Assembly, you're simply going to cut your salary or suspend your salary, and that'll be enough. The Palestinian leadership there, professional peace processors. Some people in this room, you are word processors, and that's one occupation. And then there's another occupation, it's called a peace processor. And peace processing, it pays very well. You get to go to the five-star hotels in Washington, and all you have to do is put a message on your telephone. And the phone message says, the peace process is in danger, the peace process is going to collapse, we need the United States to intervene. That's all you have to do, and you can call yourself South America, because that's what it does. So I would invest, as a strategy, I think it would be a promising strategy, but I'm certain that Palestinian leadership will never do it, almost certain. Never say on the question of the two states, whether the two-state settlement is over and whether we should talk about dismantling Israel and dismantling the Zionist state and that sort of stuff. I want to be clear about that, not because what I'm saying is necessarily true, but simply to give you my point of view. I don't think there's any possibility for winning this conflict. I don't think there's any possibility for winning it if we don't lean on international law. International law is right now Israel, Palestinians' most potent weapon, and it's caused Israel a lot of grief, this international law. Some of you may recall that Mr. Netanyahu gave a speech, and he said the three main challenges Israel faces today, the lethal challenges Israel faces today, he said, well, there are missiles from Lebanon, Hamas, to Gaza. There is Iran. And then he said the third one is the Goldstone, the international law, because they are very worried that the law is closing in on them slowly, but it's happening. And there's no possibility of winning this conflict in defiance of international law and in defiance of the international community. Now, whether one likes it or not, the consensus of the international community, you can see it every year in the United Nations General Assembly, you can see it in the International Court of Justice, the consensus is that there should be a two-state settlement in the June 1967 border. That's the consensus. And I don't think the Palestinians, very small, people in the world, I don't think they can achieve a goal in defiance of the international community. Actually, it's been difficult enough in trying to achieve a goal in accordance with the avowed position of the international community. So I don't think there's any point in talking about things like dismantling the Israeli state or talking about Zionism. I had a lot of problems with that, I have to tell you, because not from an ideological point of view, I don't particularly have much interest in any kind of nationalism. It's just not my cup of tea. I respect it in others, but it's not my cup of tea. The problem I have is we have an opportunity now to reach a broad audience. We have an opportunity to reach a broad public. And it does trouble me that people use kinds of phraseology and slogans which are simply going to turn us once again into a cult. I don't care if you're a Zionist. I have absolutely zero interest in whether or not you're a Zionist. I want to know where you stand on the fundamental issues of human rights, where you stand on the fundamental issues of international law. Do you support or don't you support? Do you support house demolitions? Do you support or don't you support the torture of Palestinian detainees? Do you support or don't you support Israel's construction of illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories? Those to me are the issues. I don't think we should start now again or resume this kind of ideological litmus test. Are you now or have you ever been a Zionist? I don't see the point of it. Richard Goldstone, he calls himself a Zionist. He says, my mother was an activist in the Zionist movement. My daughter did Aliyah to Israel. I was in the board of directors of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I devoted most of my adult life to Israel. Now, does that mean we're going to exclude him from our ranks? Well, we're going to exclude Richard Goldstone, Professor Chomsky. He says, I'm a Zionist. He says, I was a Zionist since I was 6 years old. Okay, when I was 6 years old, I was learning how to zipper my pants. He already knew he was a Zionist. He had read the whole corpus. But are we going to exclude Professor Chomsky? I just don't think if we want to break out of this ghetto which we've been in for 40 years, and now there's a real opportunity to break out of that ghetto, I think we should do what's needed. Again, I said, you have to be principled, but I don't think you should be dogmatic and unreasonable in such a way that makes it impossible for us to reach a broad public which is waiting for the message, which is ready for the message now.